your own business. You get to choose your own hours, be your own boss, decide where you're going to set up, and you can call yourself whatever you want. So what is the name of your new business? And if you haven't decided yet, there are some suggestions, some ideas, some rules. However, there are so many exceptions to every one of the suggestions and rules that there is no right or wrong thing to call your business. So the logical common sense way to create the name, start the project of what shall I call myself, is pretty much logical and common sense. Where are you? What do you do? What's exciting to you? What will you be motivated to have a look at every single day? What will inspire you to say, hey, this is my business, and say it as many times as you possibly can, obviously, to market your business. So let's have a look at some of the ideas and suggestions, and then you get to decide, hey, I'm going to break all of those rules and I'm going to call myself this. So here's the first idea. Keep it short. The shorter the better. Obviously, less letters is easy to remember and less words is much easier to remember. The longer or the more the number of letters and words, the harder it is to remember. And obviously, you want people to remember the name of your business. You don't want people saying, oh, you should go and see that guy. He's really good at landscaping. Or you should go and see that guy. He's really good at painting. But they can't remember the name of your business. That's not a good name because people can't remember it. Your personal name and what you do may not sound exciting as far as business name goes, but it's very clever. People will remember your face, and if you have a face that is memorable and or you're famous in your community, so you might be a sports person, you know lots of people, you've been living in the area for a really long time, you might live in a small country town where you know absolutely everybody and everybody would recognize your face, then using your own name is a really clever idea. So John Smith Landscaping or Andrea Jones interior design is really good because you are telling people this is who I am and this is what I do. So have it, consider that as an option. A lot of people say to me, oh, but that's really boring, but it's very clever because people will remember your face. And if you then call yourself what it is that you do, it not only shares with people, this is who I am, but this is exactly what I do. You might also call yourself by where you are. So you might call yourself, for instance, Gold Coast Personal Training or Sydney CBD Taxi Service or Auckland Trestle Table Catering Business. So people know exactly where you are and what you do. So give that a consideration as well, particularly now when people will Google, for instance, Trestle Tables in Auckland. If that is the name of your business, you'll obviously come up first on Google. So from a marketing point of view, it may not sound exciting, but it's very clever. Also remember that people remember pictures. So it's best to stay away from adjectives and verbs. So things like refresh and amazing and fantastic and awesome and re-energize and motivate and inspire, they're all adjectives and or verbs. And people can't create a picture for that. So if I say something as simple as this, apple, you will picture an apple in your head. Now, for a lot of people, that is the most powerful logo in the world. Nobody sees APPLE, the letters. They just see the picture. And it's obviously famous around the world. So if you can come up with something, and I always use this example, in the fitness profession, there are so many weird and wonderful names for personal training and for gyms. However, if I say to you something as simple as this, Red Box Personal Training, it has nothing to do with personal training, but you will automatically picture a red box in your head. Also, because it's got nothing to do with personal training, it makes it more memorable because as soon as you associate words with what the business does, it becomes normal. Whereas if you picture something that's completely different from what your business does, then people will remember the picture. So just be reminded that Apple starts with A, isn't words, it's a picture, and it's the most popular brand on the planet right now and people remember it. So just keep that in mind. The next thing to keep in mind is that letters like Z, X, Q, and V, so they're the high value letters on the Scrabble board, so that's easy to remember. So letters that we don't use very often, excuse me, automatically makes them memorable. So if you can include in your name an X, a Z, a Q, or a V, it will make the name of your business far more memorable. And another thing to remember there is that straight lines look better in graphics. They're easier to draw. It's easier to make a word that's just got straight lines easier to remember than something that's got a squiggle in it. Because obviously once you start doing circles and lines that aren't straight, then it becomes less easy for your brain to remember. Then something that's obviously works very powerfully is when you make up a name. So the classic example of that would be Google. There was no name called Google. I think they found it in the dictionary in some obscure Roman number or something. But nobody knew what the name meant or what it was. And very powerfully now, it's again one of the most famous words on the planet. Excuse me again. I'm getting excited. So if you can come up with a name that's completely weird and it's got a Z, X, Q or V in it, then you're very likely to come up with a really good name for your business. Having shared all that, it doesn't matter. If you market yourself superbly and you have a really great product or service that people love, or it adds massive value to their lives, you can call yourself whatever you want. It doesn't matter. And some of those classic examples, what does YouTube mean? What does Facebook mean? What does McDonald's? McDonald's was a boring man's name. It was two brothers, the McDonald's brothers. However, again, one of the most powerful brands on the planet. What about Qantas? Nobody really knows what Qantas stands for. It's the Queensland and Northern Territory Air Service, but nobody remembers that. They just know that, and even now it's just a red flying kangaroo. So that's when you start getting into obviously logos, but the name of your business needs to come first. So the easier to remember, the better. So again, doesn't matter what you call your business, as long as you love it, as long as you're inspired by it. However, remember that the human brain thinks in pictures and we're much more likely to remember something that's short rather than long. Happy choosing the name of your business. Choose your own hours, be your own boss, do it your way. Call yourself whatever you want. Yay.